Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. So in this episode, we are going to talk about how to stop being so busy in life. When your career is just as important as other aspects of your life, being too busy has its significant consequences. When you're too caught up with working or doing certain tasks, this leaves no time for yourself or even the people that you love. It's easy to neglect taking care of yourself when you prioritize being busy over your sanity. Being too busy in life is the exact opposite of what will make you stop living your life to its full potential. So how can we deal with being too busy? If you find that you're too busy in life, it's time to start taking care of yourself and giving time to others. When you're too busy, it's extremely easy to feel burnt out, and rather than being productive, you'll feel too drained and exhausted all the time. It's okay to work towards your goals, but what's not okay is going beyond your limitations. If you're too busy, always find adequate time in your day for yourself, whether that's as simple as working out in the morning or inserting a meditation routine throughout the day. Find those self-care activities that fuel your energy and insert those into your everyday life, no matter how many things you need to accomplish for that particular day. The more you delay these activities, the more you'll never have time for yourself. Being too busy isn't a good thing when the ultimate sacrifice is yourself. So how can we begin to stop being so busy in life? So I'm going to give you a few examples. Number one is to set firm boundaries and stick to them. The reason why it's hard for you to stop working is because of the lack of boundaries in your life. For instance, a good boundary to set is once work hours are over, avoid checking your emails and doing tasks work-related. Unless it's an emergency, leave your unattended work for tomorrow's worries instead and use your free time to spend time doing the things that you love, whether it's catching up with a friend or watching a good movie. Another way is to use the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule suggests that you can achieve 80% of the results with just 20% of your effort. This is the best strategy you can use to achieve a work-life balance. When society convinces us that productivity is good, it's not healthy if you're busy all the time. The 80-20 rule can help you achieve similar results with less time and effort required from you. So this next example is important. And that is to leave your perfectionism behind. Most of the time, you work too hard because you have a perfectionist mindset, which is an impossible standard you're trying to achieve. You'll never get every detail perfect, so you can take some of the pressure off yourself by adjusting your mindset to let yourself be open to mistakes instead. And the last example that I have for you today is to practice slowing down. As fast-paced as our world is today, it isn't always a good thing to constantly go at that pace. Slow down with your tasks and everything you need to accomplish, and realize that it isn't the end of the world if you don't finish everything in a single day. Don't put that kind of pressure on yourself, as it will likely be self-destructive. Always remember that it's important to give time for yourself to recharge your energy and mind that was drained in your tasks. Being too busy isn't something to be proud of, because even if you work on your wealth and goals, the sacrifice is yourself and your overall health. I hope that I was able to shed some insight into everything you need to know about being too busy. As much as that type of lifestyle is glamorized in today's world, it's not healthy to be busy all the time. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and don't forget that in the description below, I will share the link to my latest ebook, Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple. This ebook will give you insight into beginning minimalism and the importance of choosing minimalism. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.